We have friends.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A local official and an analyst say that residents of Niger Village, where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month, may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the families of the four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger deserve a quick and accurate investigation. Marine General Joseph Dunford spoke to reporters Monday as the Trump administration strives to clear up the still murky details of just what happened during the October 3rd operation. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Pakistan Tuesday after making an unannounced stop Monday in Iraq and Afghanistan. He talked about the peaceful resolution of independence between the Kurds.
We have friends both in Baghdad and we have friends in Erbil, and we encourage both parties to enter into discussion and dialogue. I think if both parties commit themselves to a unified Iraq through the Iraqi constitution, I think all differences can be addressed.
He also says he will urge Islamabad to take action to curtail the support of terrorist groups like the Taliban.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
And he said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation can be